Yes, indeed. Yet another weekend of athletics and another week of sport in Donegal, out of Donegal, and athletes out of Donegal all over the place once again. And it's a varied, varied report indeed this time round. Yesterday, the Inishowen Athletic Club men over 50 team once again excelled in the National 5K Championships, winning the team. And that team has been reasonably successful, very successful indeed, in that age category in Irish Championships in recent weeks. For example, in the 10K a few weeks ago as well, they were declared winners there. So this time it is Pádraig McKinney, Martin McLucas and Liam Bradley in business. So Inishowen, national over 50 5K road champions in the Phoenix Park yesterday. That'll please them no end. So well done to them. And Martin Kerr from Milford once again winning a national title, a Masters title that is, in the over 70 age section. He won it, of course, and just continuing, Martin has been seriously successful in his age category. A latecomer to the sport, but the Milford Athletic Club man has been very, very successful. Indeed, has ran internationally in his age category. So well done to Martin. Brendan Boyce, a native of Milford, runs out of Finn Valley, of course. He was competing today for Ireland over 20K in Podobrady in the Czech Republic in the World Tour match, but it's the European Championships indeed for race walking. So 3 to score for Ireland. Brendan not doing particularly well. 29th in the end, up 127.57, a few minutes down on his personal best. So 29th overall in a very competitive race. Obviously, race walking in Europe is seriously, seriously global. It's world class, and that was the case today as well. So 29th for Brendan Boyce, 127.57. Ireland Sevens team, he won't be a happy camper, but he has had great memories in the past in Podobrady, and he's just got to keep the head down and keep working through it. Sean McGinley was in Loughborough for the Loughborough International today, just in the last few minutes indeed, and he finished down the field in the steeplechase there. You know, he's coming into this with a Donegal record of 8:56.90, but today he just had no legs, he just didn't seem at himself, and he just had to keep the head down now and regroup. And he hasn't got a race ready for 3 more weeks, so it'll be he's got plenty of time to get his head together, to get his body together, and come back much, much more competitive in a few weeks' time. What else had we? Well, we had the Ulster Schools yesterday, obviously, in the Antrim Forum. A big crowd of Donegal athletes involved from all over the county. A lot of medals, and I ain't going to pull out any names particularly here, but you know, the real litmus test for Schools athletics will be the Irish Schools Championships on June 3rd, and we really await that with great excitement, because we have some athletes that seriously can impact, that can win medals at Irish Schools, and we'll see how that goes. And indeed, many Donegal athletes obviously will make the Ulster Schools Tatton Games team. That's an international trial for the Irish Schools international team. So look, a lot of things. One of the events that was really, really exciting, in fact, was the relay with the Loretta Letterkenny involved in it. And it went to the line. You know, they were down a few metres and got into that last change, and they got themselves back into a winning position. And a really, really impressive Loretto winning performance from their relay team. But that I just picked that out simply because it was exciting and because they showed great attitude to come back and get the gold medal. So well done to them. But there was many Donegal success stories at the Ulster Schools yesterday, both on Friday evening and indeed yesterday, Saturday. So what's coming up next? Well, next week, Finn Valley, we've got the live Athletics Ireland live open meet, and that's going to be a full story next Saturday. We're looking forward to that. And Finn Valley has been seriously busy recently with the Donegal Schools Athletics last Wednesday. Just close to 1,200 youngsters competed in that. It was, look, just so exciting, particularly well organised, and a great reaction from the schools. It's the 52nd or maybe the 53rd annual running of that event. So big shout out to Finn Valley, and indeed the students from Finn Valley College who also supported there. So well done to them. That's that one. And many of those athletes will now compete in the Ulster Children's Games and on the 12 and 13 championships at Finn Valley on June the 4th. So June the 3rd, June the 4th, Irish Schools June the 3rd. That's in Dublin. And then June the 4th, We've got the Children's Games, Ulster Children's Games, and under 12-13 championships at home here in Donegal at Finn Valley. So looking forward to a busy, busy day on that particular occasion. So the big result that I picked out this weekend was that winning Inishowen Athletic Club over 50s team led by Pádraig McKinney, national team champions over 5K.